After more than 30 years, the doors are scheduled to close on one of the state agencies that has been most responsible for development projects in coastal communities. Right now, the Coastal Management Program faces a final lights-out closure on July 1st. The question legislators will have to resolve during next year's session is how or if it should be saved. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Established in 1978, the Coastal Management Program was charged with being a one-stop source for developers and communities to work together on projects and as a central point for permitting, zoning, and scientific work to help develop the state. It gave communities along 44,000 miles of coastline the ability to have work done their own way. The goal was to develop the infrastructure for a still young state. It came at a time that long-range planning was a new idea, and it came to places that had no resources of their own to deal with fast growth. Anchorage, for example, used it to upgrade the Port of Anchorage, to build the Tony Knowles Coastal Trail, to oversee and encourage the vast amount of road construction and residential development that was built in the 80s and 90s. Thede Tobish is senior planner for the municipality, and he doubles as the coastal coordinator. He says all the work that was done during those years would not have happened without the program.
The basics for which it was founded remain, you know, the need for local controls, due deference in permitting and long-range development decisions, and, of course, budget assistance. Those issues remain.
He says the Alaska approach allowed local communities to decide for themselves what to offer.
And that was different than some states where it was top-down. The state said, here's the resources and here's how you're going to manage them. It was more prescriptive. And I think that was the beauty of the Alaska program in the late 70s, is that people had the foresight to understand, you know, the infancy of local planning and this networked approach where the state was a partner with the district.
Marlene Campbell is Government Relations Director for the City and Borough of Sitka, and as such is Coastal Management Coordinator, after having worked at various aspects of the program for 23 years. She says it strikes a balance between protection of natural resources and responsible development. About 95% of Sitka's managed area is federal land, and she says the program has been valuable by giving developers certainty by putting everything in one place.
Instead of people having to get a DEC permit, a Corps of Engineers permit, a state tidelands permit, a local use permit, any number of other agencies getting involved, the program unified the permitting process, and over the years has really been the one of the best things about the program.
Problems in the system began to boil over in the late 90s, Toby says, mostly because of a few controversial projects. The developers of those projects began to describe the program as an obstacle instead of a partner. The phrase used was that coastal management had veto power, and they still hold that opinion today. Campbell says that description doesn't fit, at least not in Sitka. The local council has never vetoed a project, although they have suggested alternative places for more appropriate development. But there's never been a complaint about the results from any of their interventions.
One of the places that coastal management can help, both in terms of getting projects permitted in the best places and limiting the adverse impacts to the community and to the environment, is ensuring that if there is some tweaking that could be done to make the project more appropriate and it's not going to damage the project, that in fact that's entirely appropriate to do.
Those controversial projects, however, began to boil over to the point where Governor Frank Murkowski rewrote the program by executive order and then by statute. Environmental conservation was set apart, and local communities were not given the same level of input, the same due deference. A bill last year would have restored some of the program to pre-Murkowski strength, but it didn't pass. Its sponsor, Nome Senator Donnie Olson, recognized the opposition and says the changes still need to be made. He says he'll try to get a one-year extension of the Coastal Management Program as it is now, with hope that new legislators and new members of the administration will help get the basics reestablished. If it does expire, Campbell says the contacts will go away, Instead of working a project for Sitka under the state authority, she says she'll be limited to meeting developers and giving them a list of phone numbers of federal and state agencies that they will need to satisfy on their own. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.